Hello and welcome to Engage with the Bible. Today's text is taken from Exodus chapter 2, and we're reading verses 1 to 10.
Now a man of the house of Levi married a Levite woman, and she became pregnant and gave birth to a son. When she saw that he was a fine child, she hid him for 3 months. But when she could hide him no longer, she got a papyrus basket for him and coated it with tar and pitch. Then she placed the child in it and put it among the reeds along the bank of the Nile. His sister stood at a distance to see what would happen to him. Then Pharaoh's daughter went down to the Nile to bathe, and her attendants were walking along the river bank. She saw the basket among the reeds and sent her slave girl to get it. She opened it and saw the baby. He was crying, and she felt sorry for him. "This is one of the Hebrew babies," she said. Then his sister asked Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and get one of the Hebrew women to nurse the baby for you?" "Yes, go," she answered. And the girl went and got the baby's mother. Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Take this baby and nurse him for me, and I will pay you." So the woman took the baby and nursed him. When the child grew older, she took him to Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. She named him Moses, saying, "I drew him out of the water."
Our focus is on verse 4. To see what would happen to him. An inquisitive big sister was part of God's big plan. Seeing her baby brother being picked up from amongst the reeds by Pharaoh's daughter, Miriam's quick thinking was inspired as she came out of hiding to arrange for her mother to become her brother's nurse. What's more, God had arranged protection for Moses from the close family of the man who wanted him and all other Hebrew baby boys dead. The Lord can use ingenuity. Thinking outside the box is not just for those in industry, but also for those in the Church of Jesus. As the Church faces increased opposition and threats within our society and world, so there will be need for more and more of us to follow Miriam's example and be smart, for the sake of Christ and his people. A prayer. Heavenly Father, we praise you for the gifts of creativity and ingenuity. Please help us to appreciate these gifts within your church and encourage people who can think outside the box so that your gospel is shared in different ways. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. Engage with the Bible is a ministry of Damascus Trust. Use in ingenuity.